哦，OK，好，请孩子们，下面有孩子们的 program，他们的 worship。我们一起来读今天的经文。两个人总比一个人好，因为二人劳碌同得美好的果效。若是跌倒，这人可以扶起他的同伴；若是孤身跌倒，没有别人扶起他来，这人又就有祸了。再者，二人同睡，就都暖和；一人独睡，怎能暖和呢？有人孤身，若有二人，便能抵挡他。三股合成的绳子不容易折断。英文好不好？请黄菊带我们大家。
Two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three, strands is not quickly broken.
那个音量能不能关小一点？这个回声很大。现在没有声音了，太大声。请您切换到那个讲到的。感谢主，今天我们有一个特别的节目，待会啊，就是有三对夫妇，他们从来没有在教会里面举行婚礼。当他们信主之后呢，他们觉得希望能够重新的来订立誓约，所以待会他们有一个重立誓约，特别在神的面前重立誓约的这样的一个仪式。那今天呢，要跟大家分享这个信息是美好的婚姻团队。
Today we're going to share something about marriage as a teamwork.
有一个故事说到，有一个长得非常丑的一位先生。
The story goes like this: a husband who was very ugly.
他不仅丑，但是耳朵又聋。
And he was also deaf.
他娶了一个太太，这个太太呢眼睛瞎。
He married a woman who was blind.
但是呢。他却常常唠唠叨叨，讲话非常尖酸刻薄。
He was also a nagging wife who constantly complains.
虽然两个都有这样的一个不好的缺点
，Even though both of them were flawed,
有身体上的缺陷
，their physical body are flawed.
但是他们的婚姻却非常的美满
，But their marriage was very happy.
因为先生听不到。太太的唠唠叨叨跟尖酸刻薄的话
，because husband could not hear what the wife was complaining about。
那个太太呢，也看不见她的先生长得非常丑
，and the wife couldn't see how ugly the husband was。
所以他们两个相安无事的度日
，so they got along well，
过着非常美满幸福的日子
，and they live happily ever after。
你们羡不羡慕这样的婚姻呢
？Do you envy such a marriage？
羡不羡慕
？Do you？
老实说。不羡慕啊
！Be honest，
你们不羡慕他们的婚姻幸福美满吗
？Aren't you envious？
还是你们啊、不羡慕他们的缺陷
？Or you do not envy their flaws？
不管怎么样子，他们两个真的是过着非常美满幸福好长好长一段时间。
Nevertheless, their marriage lasted for long while without any trouble.
今天我们所读的这一段经文里面。他讲到两个人总比一个人好，因为二人同得劳碌同得美好的果效。
The Bible verses told us today that two are better than one because they have a good return.
婚姻是神所设立的。
Marriage was set up by God.
神创造男的亚当。
God created man.
然后呢，也从亚当的肋骨里面抓出来一根骨头，造了一个女人夏娃。
And he took a bone from the man to create a woman.
所以婚姻是神所设立的。
So marriage was set up by God.
所以当人被创造之后呢，就有了这样的一个婚姻，这是神的计划当中的。
After human were created, God created marriage. That was in His plan.
这里传道书他也讲到说，两个人总比一个人好。
The verse said, two are better than man.
本来亚当是单独一个人。
Adam was all by himself in the first.
他管理神托付他所管理的一切。
He was managing all the things that God gave to him.
动物都被他命名。
And he was naming animals.
他也管理他们的出入。
And he was in charge of their activities.
但是有一天他突然发现他很孤单。
But suddenly he felt lonely.
因为看到那些动物都是一对一对的。
Seeing the animals were in pairs.
只有他一个人。
Only him.
他就想为什么？
He was wondering why.
为什么我只有一个人？
Why am I alone?
白天非常辛苦劳累，晚回到家之后呢，没有人可以倾诉。
I work hard during the day and during the night. There's nobody to talk to.
回到家看到狗之后呢，就跟他说：“狗啊，你好。”
After he comes home, he talks to his dog.
他只跟他说：“汪汪汪汪汪汪汪汪汪。”
And dog can only just give some noise.
有的时候听得懂他的话，有时候听不懂他的话。
Sometimes he understands, sometimes he doesn't.
他觉得没有人可以听他真正倾诉他心里面的心声。
So nobody listens to him.
当他这样子非常孤单一人之后，神看见了。
God see how lonely he felt.
所以神就为他造了一个配偶。
So God created a company for him.
造了一个什么？
What did he create?
一个什么？一只什么？猪吗？
What did he create? A pig? No.
同样造了一个人。
He created a human.
跟他一样的。
A human like him.
把他造了之后呢，他就说：“哎呀，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。”
And Adam exclaimed, "This is the bone of my bones and flesh of my
flesh." 他本来称为自己是男人。
He called himself man.
那被造的这个夏娃，他称她是女人。
And he called this new creation woman.
他们两个人都是人。
Both of them are human beings.
所以这里说到两个人总比一个人好，他那时候欢喜快乐。
That is why it says here two is better than one, and they
终于有配偶了。
Finally, they find someone.
终于可以说内心的话了。
Finally, have someone to talk to.
两个人总比一个人好。
Two is better than one.
刚刚说到这个故事，说到这个盲眼的妻子跟这个耳聋的丈夫。
The story we just told you about a ugly husband and a blind wife.
如果单单只有这个丈夫，他一定生活过得非常非常不顺遂。
If there was only one husband, then he must be not having a good life.
他听不见。
Because he couldn't hear.
他长得又丑。
And he was ugly.
长得丑的人在晚上千万不要出来，免得吓死人。
An ugly person better not come out.During the night to scare people.
他白天不敢出来。
He didn't dare to go out even during the day.
晚上更不敢出来，对不对？
Let alone in the night.
但是他现在娶了一个妻子。
And now he is married.
美娇娘啊，成为他的配偶。
A beautiful wife.
但是这个美娇娘看不见。
But this beautiful wife couldn't see.
她讲话唠唠叨叨，尖酸刻薄，她听不到。
She just nagging unceasingly, but her husband couldn't hear.
所以他们彼此之间根本就没有办法发觉对方有什么缺点，是不是？
So none of them found out the other's flaws.
即便有缺点有缺陷，他们彼此之间也不在乎啊。
Even though they were both flawed, they couldn't care.
两个人如果能够包容缺点，包容缺陷，
So if two can tolerate each other's flaws,
他们的生活就美满。
They have a happy life.
这里说到说他们两个人同得美好的果效。
That is why it says they have a good return for their work.
两个人一起帮忙。
They support each other.
一起服侍。
They serve each other.
太太要找鞋子。
The wife is looking for her shoes.
看不见，但是先生帮她找到。
She couldn't see, and her husband could find them for her.
先生想要知道一个讯息。
The husband needs some information. He couldn't hear.
可是做太太的，他帮他听，然后告诉他。
His wife can tell him.
他们能够因为劳碌彼此一起劳碌，可以同得美好的果效。
They work together to have good return.
所以两个人真好，对不对
？So they're perfect match, right?
我们在做丈夫做妻子的，两个人好不好
？So husbands and wives here.
好不好
？Are you perfect match?
好像不太敢讲、哦、
You don't dare to say.
你们今天吵架了吗？
Have you had、
啊、有没有？所以不敢讲。
Have you had arguments today?
好不好？
Are you good?
好像老爷讲的比较大声、啊、结婚比较久了。
So we heard the senior people, they say louder.
不是刚结婚的比较甜蜜一点吗？
Newlyweds should be more confident.、
啊越老的好像发现缺点越多，是不是？缺陷越多。
Because the older we become, the more flaws we reveal.
有人好像讲的不太、啊、情愿，是不是？这里说到两个人总比一个人好，这是神的一个美好的创造。
Two are better than one. That was determined by God.
是一个美好的计划。
It's a beautiful plan.
其实最先开始就是落实在婚姻里面。因为有了亚当，然后创造夏娃，他们两个人成为夫妻。
It was a beautiful plan implemented through marriage.
这是人类的第一个团队。
It was the first teamwork ever in human history.
这样的一个团队让我们在其中有所学习。
This team teach us something.
学习包容缺点。
They learn to tolerate each other's characters.
学习忽视缺陷。
They learn to ignore each other's mistakes.
接下来他说，若是跌倒，这人可以扶起他的同伴。
Verse 10 says, if one falls down, his friend can help him up.
的确，这个聋子丈夫，他看得到。
This deaf husband could see.
但是他听不到，可能一辆车突然开过来，他听不到声音，走在马路上，可能车就撞过来了。
So when he was walking on the road, he couldn't hear cars coming.
做太太的，她虽然眼睛看不到，但是听得到声音。
Wife couldn't see, but she could hear.
如果两个人一起过马路的时候，可以彼此扶持。
So when they go across the road, they could support each other.
他们过马路应该就比较安全一点。
And that makes it safer.
那有的时候他们又可以彼此扶持，彼此帮补。
So they support each other all the time.
一个跌倒了，太太跌倒了，她看不见跌倒了，那丈夫可以把她扶起来。
And the wife fell, and her husband.Got her up.
所以这里说到说两个人有这样的一个美好的功效，可以扶起他的同伴来。
That is a good outcome of this teamwork, which is to support each other.
这里说到的就是说提醒我们，我们不可能不跌倒，对不对？
It also reminds us that it is impossible for one not to fall.
每个人都会有跌倒的可能。
Everybody could fall.
不单单是在我们的生活上会跌倒。
Not only during our lives.
但是也可能会在心灵上会跌倒。
But also in our spirit.
虽然我们可能遇到一些试探，我们软弱跌倒了。
When we are facing temptations, we could fall.
可是另外一半还可以帮他扶持他，鼓励他重新站立起来。
The other half can help them get up and encourage them.
所以有两个人真好，好不好
？So two is better than one, isn't it?
另外，他说到说。再者，二人同睡就多暖和。
Verse 11, if two lie down together, they will keep warm.
上礼拜有一位小弟弟，他跑来问我。
Last week, a little boy came to ask pastor.
他问我说：“牧师、师母，你们晚上是不是睡在同一张床上
？”He asked, Pastor and Olive, do you guys lie on the bed together?
他说：“我说我们以前没有睡在同一张床上。”
He said, in the past, we hadn't.
我们两个床是分开的。
We had separate beds.
但是现在合起来了。
And now we put the beds together.
因为我们两个一个会打呼哈，一个会踢背。
Because one, but they, yeah.
现在我们合起来了。
Now they put their beds together.
那他说，哎，我的爸爸妈妈他们是睡同一张床哎。
The little boy said, my parents lie on the same bed.
那我现在。我说我跟他说，哎，我们现在两张床合起来，两张单人床合起来更大，哈。
The pastor said we put two, double together, and we have an even bigger bed.
感谢他，他非常关心我们啊。
So, thanks to this boy who
晚上睡觉暖不暖和
？He cares about how we keep warm.
啊，我是从比较暖和的地方来的哈。
Pastor came from a warm place.
啊，从南方来。
From the south.
从 Houston 来
from Houston,
又从洛杉矶来
from Los Angeles,、
啊、去年我们搬到这里来
last year they just moved here、
哎、在冬天好冷、啊、对不对
it's so cold in winter、
啊、冬天很冷、啊、哇有时上床、啊啊、真的是、啊、会想念被窝里面的暖和
so they miss the warmth
我来这边有个任务，你知道吗？
Pastor came here with a mission.
终于得到一个新的任务哈。
He has a mission.
就是帮太太暖床。
Oh, that is to help Olive warm up her bed.
常常我的太太就问我说，啊 ，Honey， 床帮我暖好了没？
So all the time, Olive will ask, Honey, have you done warming up my bed?
啊，突然想到，哎呀，糟糕，还没有暖，我赶快去暖。
That reminded Pastor, so he rushed.
我先去躺着睡睡睡，睡暖和了才叫他，你来可以睡了。
So he ran to the bed to warm it up.
啊，突然发现到，哎呀，能够有这样的一个工作，实在是不错哈。
He found this is a new item on his job description.
啊，当然暖好之后呢，我们两个睡在一起的话，又更暖和了。
So after the bed was warmed up, they both came to the bed and it's even warmer.
当一个人在外面工作的时候呢，可能难免会遭遇到一些挫折。
When you work, you can encounter a lot of setbacks, frustrations.
但是回到家的时候，确实是一个很好取暖的地方，对不对？
After coming home, you find a place to warm yourself up.
回到家的时候，有太太，有另外一半呢。问候哈，鼓励扶持。
You have a wife to care for you, to support you.
但有的时候不见得情况是如此，对不对？
But not all the time.
不过我们今天所讲的是正向的哈。
But today we're talking about the positive.
这里讲到说，另外一半可以给他暖和。
It tells us here, your other half can keep you warm.
只要两个在一起，可以的，彼此。能够享受到温暖。
As long as you're together, you enjoy each other's warmth.
虽然可能在外面会遇到一些冷漠的脸孔，或者一些老板的一些不好的一些指责。
Even though, when you're working, you encounter a lot of difficulties.
但是回到家的时候，可以同得暖和。
But coming home, you guys warm up together.
两个人在一起好不好
？So isn't it better?
做夫妻的好不好
？Isn't it better?
赶快说。谢谢，真的好，对不对
？It is truly good.
圣经上就已经这样告诉我们。
The Bible told us so.
那接下来还有什么功用吗
？So what else can we get out of a marriage?
他说：“有人攻胜，孤身一人；若有恶人，便能怎么样抵挡他
？”Verse 12: Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves.
的确，我们常常会遇到一些外在的敌人。
Indeed, we always are facing enemies from outside.
这个敌人也可能不是真正他要跟你作对的人。
It may not be a physical person.
很可能有些人是不了解你。
Most of the time, people do not understand you.
或者是因为要求你。
Or they have a requirement for you.
因而成为对头。
And become your enemies.
但有的是真正的敌人，就是想要击倒你。
But sometimes you have real enemies who is trying to get you down.
想要把你从一个位置上拉下来
，trying to pull you down，
或者想要把你比下去
，trying to compete and win over，
成为你的敌人
，and to replace you。
其实，爱情当中是最容易产生敌人的。
In love, it is most easily to encounter enemies。
因为当你们彼此喜欢的时候，也有可能别人也喜欢你的另外一半。
Because when you're in love with each other, there may be somebody else who's in love with the other.
因此，有个第三者介入的时候呢，就要来，破坏你。
So there may be a third person trying to interfere.
其实，在雅歌书第二章第十五节那里就有讲到。
In Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 15.
那里他说他要给我们擒拿狐狸。
Catch for us the foxes.
就是毁坏葡萄园的小狐狸
The little foxes that ruin the vineyards
因为我们的葡萄正在开花
Our vineyards that are in bloom
他这里形容狐狸是一个破坏者
So fox here is for a destroyer
一个破坏者会侵入我们的关系里面
A destroyer will come in between this relationship
会破坏我们的爱情
To destroy our love
但是我们也更看见一件事情，他这里说到说，这个狐狸会来破坏他们手中的工作。
And also, this fox will come to destroy their work.
跑进我们的葡萄园里面做破坏的工作。
Ruin their vineyards.
说到葡萄正在开花的时候，就被摘走了，就被吃掉了。
When the vineyards are in bloom.
一摘掉，一吃掉，就没有果实可以出来了。
They stole the grapes.
所以他们说，我们要怎么样？ 擒拿狐狸，共同擒拿狐狸。
Then why is this catch for us the foxes together?
他们两个人可以合作一起来抵挡狐狸。
They can cooperate to catch the foxes.
抵挡外在的敌人。
To defend enemies from outside.
当然，一个美好的婚姻，它不仅是可以被外人破坏。
A good marriage is not only destroyed by forces from outside.
但更重要的，有时候敌人不是来自 外界，而是来自我们自己里面。
More sadly, most of the time, enemies do not come from about, but from within.
可能是来自于我们的自私。
From our selfishness.
可能来自于我们的期待，这不当的期待。
From our undue expectations.
所以这些东西变成了一个破坏者。
These things become destroyers.
变成了破坏者啊！所以我们看到敌人有从外面而来，也有从里面而来。
So enemies come from outside and from inside.
刚刚前面所讲到这个故事没有结束。
The story that we told you is not finished yet.
虽然这两个人这一对夫妻他们过了一段美满幸福的日子。
Even though this couple has had some good life together.
但是有一天他们听到一件事情，也就是有个名医，他很会医术，他医术非常高明。
One day they heard that there was a very talented doctor.
他能够医治各样的疑难杂症。
Who cures all diseases.
因此呢，他们两个就去打听，打听到了之后就去找他。
So they went to visit him.
他们找这个医生问有没有可能把他们医治。
They asked the doctor, is it possible that you cure us?
也就是妻子的眼睛能够看到。
To enable the wife to see.
这个呢，做先生的，他的聋耳可以听得见。
And make the deaf husband able to hear.
所以当他们去找这医生谈了之后呢，医生说，可以，我有办法把你们医好。
So after the checkup, doctor told them, yes.
哦、他们听到了非常非常高兴。
And they were very happy.
他说，医生啊，如果你把我们两个都医好的话，我们绝对付那应当付的任何的费用。
And they promised, if you can cure us, we will pay you for whatever you ask.
后来就安排好他们就去做手术。
So later, they both went through operations.
手术完成，他们终于一个能看见了，一个能够听到了。
After the operation,
One
can hear, the other can
hear. 一个非常非常高明的医生。
It was such a great doctor.
他们喜出望外。
And they were very happy.
哇，能够看见了。
They can see.
能够听到了。
They can hear.
他们就手牵着手回家。
And they went home happily.
但是回家之后，发现他们的幸福的婚姻已经变质了。
But to find their marriage is being estranged.
因为做太太的看到说，我的先生怎么长得那么丑啊
？Because the wife suddenly find out her husband was so ugly.
长得好像邱牧师一样那么丑。
As ugly as pastor.
哎呀，这我怎么会嫁给这样丑的人呢、啊、
？She was like, how can I ever marry such a man?
那这做先生呢？他耳朵听到之后，就听到他的太太怎么讲的话都非常尖酸刻薄。
And his husband now was able to hear.The naggings from his wife.
竟然说我丑得像邱灵光，像邱牧师啊
！Wow, like he heard the complaint from his wife, which says he was so ugly.
把他的先生骂得一文不值。
And he felt worthless.
而且有事没事做任何事情的时候，或者在家里生活的时候，常常会讲出一些出言出语的话。
And everything she is doing, she would say something really bitter and hurting.
从此他们幸福美满的日子没有了。
And their marriage is no more happy.
两个常常吵架。
And they fought all the time.
常常闲来闲去。
And they were criticizing each other.
以前的缺陷现在都映入眼帘里面了。
All the flaws have surfaced.
以前的一些不好听的话都跑到我的耳朵里面了。
All the hurting words can be heard.
脑袋都快炸掉了。
And they feel like going crazy.
天天吵。
Because they fight all day.
原来可以包容的缺点现在都被放大了，不再能够包容了。
All the flaws that been tolerated now get magnified.
有一天他们收到账单了，就是、oh. 啊、开刀的账单。
So one day they received the bill from their operations.
他们收到账单之后呢，看了账单。
And after reading the bill,
他们就拒绝付这个账单。
They decided not to pay.
他们就跟医生说
He told the doctor.
你把我们的幸福的婚姻给毁掉了。
You have destroyed our happy marriage.
本来我们非常幸福美好的，现在幸福婚姻会被你毁掉了。
We used to have good marriage, but now no more.
不想要付你这个钱。
So we don't want to pay you.
这个医生啊，就想想，他说：“好吧，既然如此的话，那我告诉你们哈，我现在可以把你那个现在。”明亮的眼睛把它再度的变成失明哈。
The doctor was like, okay, then I just reverse your eyes to be blind.
让你的耳朵哈能够变聋。
Restore your ears to be deaf.
既然你们不愿意付我钱嘛，那我就把你恢复原状好了。
If you don't want to pay me,
问他们要不要。
So do you want to do that?
如果我这样做的话，你们就不必付我的钱。
If I do that, you don't have to pay me.
你们要不要
？Do you want it?
你们愿不愿意？如果是你们的话
if it were you guys,
他们两个当然不愿意啊
of course, they do not want to do that.
为什么呢、
Why?
我现在已经能看见了我现在能够听到了我为什么要恢复原状呢
so now I can hear, I can see why do I want to go back?
医生就跟他说好既然如此哈
then the doctor said
你们不愿意恢复原状那就表示哈 我所做给你们的医治哈是高明的
If you do not want to go back to before the operation, it means that what I've done for you is better.
本来他们两个想要反而向这个医生要那个精神赔偿损失啊。
So this couple planned to sue the doctor for compensation for their marriage.
他说，既然你们不愿意恢复原状，那表示说我的医术让你们更加快乐。
The doctor told them that.My operation made you happier.
比以前更加快乐。
Because none of you wants to go back.
所以，你们应当付我费用。
Therefore, you should pay me.
你不愿恢复以前的疾病的话，那表示你比现在比较快乐。
Because you don't want to restore to the state before.
既然如此，那你们就付这费用吧。你们就付这个费用吧。弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters
很多时候内部的攻击常常更大
Oftentimes attacks from within is bigger than from outside
我们必须要去抵挡它
We have to defend it
外面的敌人要抵挡容易
It is easier to defend enemies from outside
但是内部的攻击不容易抵挡
It's not easy to defend attacks from inside.
除非我们真正的愿意以爱来相待。
Unless we're willing to treat each other with love.
只有以爱来相待，两个人才能够成为一体。
As long as you treat each other with love, you'll become one.
当两个人成为一体的时候，没有任何事情、任何人能够抵挡他。
When you become one,
能够攻击他、破坏他。
No one else can attack you.
这一节里面最后他说三股合成的绳子不容易折断
Verse 12 says A cord of three strands is not quickly broken
弟兄姐妹我们的神他是三位一体的神
Our God is a God of Trinity
这位神呢他在创造救赎跟安慰上在启示上他们一起工作
This God worked togetherIn creation, in redemption, and in counseling.
圣父负责创造的工作。
Our Heavenly Father is in charge of creation.
圣子耶稣基督他做救赎的工作。
The Son is in charge of salvation.
圣灵做启示跟安慰的
工作。The Holy Spirit works to comfort and to counsel.
他们同心协力。
They work together.
完成神的计划跟救赎工作。
To accomplish the plan of God.
三股合成的绳子不容易折断。
A cord of three strands is not quickly broken.
同样的，在我们婚姻里面
，Same thing in our marriage.
一个基督徒的婚姻最宝贵的是有三股绳子。
The most precious thing in a Christian marriage is that we also have three strands.
一个是丈夫，一个是妻子。
A husband, a wife.
更重要的还有神。
And God.
神在我们以上。
God is above us.
所以当我们彼此之间有任何问题的时候，我们来到神的面前。
When we have issues with each other, we come in front of God.
当我们来到神的面前的时候，愿意伏在神的面前，任何事情都容易解决。
When we're willing to kneel down before God, there's nothing impossible.
我们愿意放下自己。
We're willing to put on ourselves.
我们就可以修复彼此之间的关系。
Then we're able to mend our relationship.
三股合成的绳子不容易折断。
A cord of three strands is not quickly broken.
我们的婚姻有神在里面的时候，就不容易折断，不容易被破坏掉。
When God is in our marriage, the marriage is more strong.
弟兄姐妹，我们现今的时代离婚率是非常非常高的。
Brothers and sisters, divorce rate is very high.
当我们发生问题的时候，常常会有以自己的立场来衡量事物。
Whenever we have issues, we both have our standards.
但基督徒最宝贵的是
But the most precious thing for a Christian,
彼此间可能会有问题，虽然会有问题，
we could have problems,
但是我们来到主的面前，
but we come in front of God,
我们愿意放下自己，
and we're willing to put on ourselves,
我们愿意臣服于神，
we're willing,
按着主的道、主的教训来行，
to submit to God and to be obedient to His teachings,
我们就可以重新恢复关系。
To renew our relationship,
好像三位一体的真神一样。
It's like the Trinity God.
圣父、圣子、圣灵。
Father, Son, and Spirit.
我们的婚姻是有丈夫、有妻子，还有神。
Our marriage, we have husband, wife, and God.
三股合成的绳子是不容易折断的。
A cord of three strands is not quickly broken.
这是神给我们一个非常非常宝贵的教导。
That is a precious teaching from God.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
让我们能够一起来建立一个美好的婚姻。
Help us to establish a beautiful marriage.
婚姻是必须要去营造的。
Marriage needs to be built.
不是自然掉下来的。
It is not falling from the sky.
当然，婚姻重要的是要有一个圣经的价值观。
And more important, you need your values from the Bible. You need biblical values.
同时，婚姻是有神同在的。
Also, you need God.
只要有神同在的时候，我们就可以成为三股合成的绳子。
As long as God is in you, you have a cord of three strands.
基督徒的婚姻是有第三者的哈。
Christian marriage has a third person. Remember.
但是这个第三者不是外人，乃是神。
Third person is God.
我们不容第四者加入。
We do not allow a fourth.
所以基督徒没有小三。
There's no little three.
基督徒只有大三。
We have a big three.
这位至大的神。
The Almighty God.
盼望我们把小三撇弃，迎接大三，进入我们的婚姻里面。
So may we all get rid of little three to welcome the big three.
感谢主，今天我们有一个特别的仪式哈。刚刚已经说到。
Special ceremony.
也就是我们有三对夫妇。
We have three couples.
他们分别结婚了十八年、十二年跟十年。
They have been married for 12, 8, and many, many years.
这是这三对夫妇加起来总共几年吗？你知道吗
？So you add their years together is
几年？四十年哈。
40 years.
四十年，我们知道圣经里面常常有提到四十，对不对？以色列， 以色列在旷野里面几年
？How many years did the Israelites spend in the desert？
四十年之后呢？然后呢？他们就才进入迦南。好。
So after 40 years, they enters Canaan.
我们在这里要特别来宣告，他们这三对夫妇啊。吴伟、王杰夫妇，再一下就好。吴伟、王杰夫妇，还有就是刘晓波跟王婷夫妇，另外一对夫妇，也就是谁？小军哈，沈小军和刘瑞奇夫妇，他们要在主面前来做一个盟约的，那个坚立力。这是一个非常特别的，对我个人来讲也是第一次哈，我们教会也是第一次，他们是要让这位大三哈神来 赐恩赐福他们。
So we have three couples. They will renew their vows. It is the first time in our church and also in pastor's ministry.
好，现在我们要来宣告，奉圣父、圣子、圣灵来举行婚姻盟约，建立你。